Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Reverend Dorothy Jenkins, and I will be bringing the fifth word that Jesus spoke on the cross. I thirst. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, for you are my strength and my redeemer. John 19:28 says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. I just want to look at the scripture just a little bit more right now. It begins with after this. After what? What are we talking about? After he was despised and rejected? After he was pierced for our transgressions? After he was bruised for our iniquities, after the flogging, after the crown of thorns and the hammering of the nails in his hands and feet, after the whipping till the flesh fell off his bones till he was unrecognizable, after asking his Father to forgive his transgressors, after being ridiculed, after he was punished for the sins of the whole world, after he made sure that his mother would be taken care of. Jesus, knowing that everything had now been finished, everything had been accomplished, achieved, and executed, and fully satisfied, Jesus' mission on earth had been completed. He had did all God his Father had given him to do, and he had said all that God his Father had given him to say. He had healed the sick, forgiven sins, made the blind to see, made the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. He raised the dead, preached and taught about the kingdom of God. He saved the lost. He was obedient to the will of God his Father to the very end. Jesus, having accomplished everything God had given him to do, and so that the scripture might be fulfilled, that the scripture might be carried out, that the scripture might be made true. In this case, the scripture is found in Psalm 22, which speaks of the horrific experience that Jesus underwent at the hands of those who hated him, those who would put him to death. After that scripture was fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. Psalm 22:15 describes the insatiable, impossible to satisfy thirst that had come upon him. This scripture says, my mouth is dried up like potsherd. Potsherd is pottery made out of hard, brittle, dry clay. Pottery fired at high temperature to give it a hard, durable coating that we know as ceramic. And the scripture said, his tongue stuck to the roof of his mouth. This was the scripture that was fulfilled. One source says that there are 351 prophecies of scripture about Jesus in the Old Testament. And these scriptures talk about what he would accomplish, why he was brought into the world, what his mission would be, to the very point of his death. Before he would take his last breath, he was fulfilling the Old Testament scripture in Psalm 22:18 about his clothes being gambled. And that scripture is also in John 19:24. Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I am thirsty. What does it mean to thirst? Thirst is the verb. Something unpleasant is being experienced. Thirst is one of the most powerful natural appetites, a human urge, a strong desire, the craving for water or other drink. The Greek word for thirst is dipsao. It means to suffer. Those who are said to thirst painfully feel their want of and eagerly long for something that will quench their thirst, something that will refresh them and revive them and strengthen them in their physical bodies. Thirst is one of the severest agonies of crucifixion. John 19:29 says, a jar of wine vinegar was there. So they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. Still fulfilling the scripture, Psalm 69:21, which says, they put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. But Jesus' thirst was not to be quenched. Jesus said he was thirsty after his work was completed and to fulfill the scriptures. Nothing quenches my thirst like a cool drink of water. What satisfies your thirst? John 7:37 says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. David says in Psalm 63, my soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry land, in a thirsty land where there is no water. In John 4, Jesus speaks to the woman at the well and tells her, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Yet in verse 15 of John 4, the woman still did not understand what water Jesus was talking about. She said, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty. The water Jesus was talking about was himself, the water of life. He is the living water that quenches our spiritual thirst. Yet, he said, our Savior said, I thirst. How thirsty are you, and what are you thirsting for? Jesus said, I thirst. Thank you. God bless you.